producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen, good day. Way to optimistically start the day and work your way through the day. You can listen to All Doug all the time, certain places.
That's what I do, Dougie. I miss you in the afternoon.
Yes,
so,
Jennifer,
you know.
I know. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program. Let's see what Ted Cruz is going to be doing tonight. You think he'll be busy tonight, Ted Cruz?
Yes. I
really?
Think a lot of the mid to undercarders on the stage with him will attack Ted Cruz.
Really?
And I think he will.
Shameful.
I think he'll do a good job. We'll see from right. Yeah.
I've got a question.
Sorry. Yeah.
Jennifer, I have a question. And this
Ken,
is a serious question.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook.com.
But not just any question.
No, any question.
So this is a serious question. I want to preface that because I don't want it to sound like it's. Like I'm making fun or anything, but Ted Cruz was born in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's
true. And lived there the first 4 years of his life. How does he run for president?
I looked that up because when he first was talking about getting in, I asked the same question. Because remember, I was not a Ted Cruz fan. I'm new
right.
on the cruiser.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You're all alone here. But go ahead.
I think it has something to do with the fact that his mother was naturalized. Somehow, because he's a naturalized citizen, it's allowed in a piece of the law.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I were Donald Trump, I'd be like, where were you born?
Coming out.
Uh-huh. Donald Trump, where were you born? Let's see. Barack Obama, Ted Cruz. We can't find anybody that's born in America to run this country? What's the story? 888-302-3684. Those of you who call all the time and don't get on the air, there's a reason for that. Perhaps if you haven't called and have some thoughtful, provocative things to say and add to the conversation, help yourself to 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. A lot of comments about the debate tonight. Donald Trump says it's going to be good.
Yeah. It's always kind of fun. I mean, please. Even if you don't like any of them on the stage, it's kind of entertaining.
And a short burst here and there. All right, so Kenny, what do you have?
Let's see, for comments about the debate?
Man, comments about politics. Let's get them out of the way early while people are still asleep.
Well, Ryan says, I wonder how many people know there's a Democratic debate this Saturday in New Hampshire, the weekend before Christmas, the day after Star Wars opens.
Mm-hmm.
The DNC is a mess.
Mm. Can we talk about that just for 1 second?
Because
Ryan
a mess.
Brings up a great point.
Yes.
Well, the RNC is a mess because they're rallying against their candidates. The DNC is sort of rallying for their candidates. They know that they don't have a lot of excitement going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they really want Hillary to have to debate too much, even though she clearly wins when she goes up against Bernie and Martin O'Malley.
So why not put it on Saturday night when nobody's paying attention?
But they put it in the weirdest... That was the last debate, too. It was a Saturday night.
Right.
I think the next one is like on Super Bowl weekend. I mean, they're burying these things.
I got an idea. Wait a minute. Hold on. I've got the perfect solution.
Yes.
We have a debate for halftime at the Super Bowl instead of Coldplay.
Be awesome.
How about that?
Well, don't they always do something political like O'Reilly interviewed Obama a couple of years ago? You know, it'd be fun.
That was on Fox, though. I'm talking about, is the game Super Bowl game on Fox this year?
I don't know this year where it is.
So there. Okay, so we've solved that problem. Kenny, what else have you got?
Terry says, this will not be a debate. It is nothing more than an audition for Sheldon Adelson and his friends.
Sheldon is the fellow with all the money in Las Vegas. He and the Koch brothers are the largest sources of funds at the moment for those who would be king. All right, what else?
Patricia says, I can't wait to see if Trump will call the birther card on Cruz.
Oh, we're thinking the same.
Yay! All right, one more.
One more. Richard says, why does all the news media give so much coverage to the Republican candidates and only occasionally mention Hillary and never mention Bernie Sanders?
Because they don't like him.
Actually, there was an article out yesterday about the Bernie blackout. Have you guys heard about this?
Bernie blackout?
Yeah, it's
sounds
not a new flavor of ice cream from Ben and Jerry's.
Although it makes sense because they're from Vermont, too.
But they're saying the Bernie Sanders campaign is coming out and saying that there is a Bernie blackout and that a lot of the major media news networks have not been reporting on him as they should because they're in the bag. For
really? Wow. What an outrage. What can we do about that? I'd be talking to somebody about that if I were them. Who are they talking to?
Somebody. I don't know. What can you do? You send press releases and he's like, whoop, I lost that one.
Wait a minute. Let me use this to wipe my butt. Hello.
Whoops.
Hello. Okay. Also trending at DougStefan.com today, beside the debate, charges against Bo Bergdahl now include a court-martial. The charges come out in the court-martial, right?
Yeah, this is a big deal. He could go away from life.
Big deal for him. Why is it big for everybody else? Yeah, what's the big deal for everybody else?
It's not a big deal for me.
Me either.
It's the most serious penalty that you can get.
Yeah, okay. So, but they're making a big deal out of it. Why? You think court-martialing him would keep other people from deserting if that's what he did?
Yeah.
You think it would?
Yeah. I think it might.
You mean the guy who wakes up this morning in a tent in Afghanistan and thinks, man, I've had enough of this. I'm scared. I'm getting out of here. But wait, Bo Bergdahl, he could get life in prison. I'm not going to do it. You think people actually sit in the tent and think that out? No, they're scared. They're scared. They want out. If they'd have been psychologically evaluated properly in the first place, that would save a lot of money and a lot of time. Excuse me. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do a better job of screening the people who would put on the uniform?
I've heard stories of a few people who've been screened out.
Yeah. Well, maybe there should be a few more. Like,
I mean,
you've
heard those stories. This guy tried to join the military 7 times and was turned away. Here's a dollar. Buy Clue.
888-302-3684. Mike has joined us from Virginia, Minnesota. Hi, Mike.
How you doing there, Mr. Doug?
I'm doing well, Mr. Mike.
I'd like to say you guys got a great show, a wonderful show.
We know that, but thanks for telling us, Mike.
Aw, thanks, Mike.
Yes.
Be humble.
But I would like to comment, and I think because the media twists things, Donald Trump is misunderstood. You have to remember, he was a businessman. He's not used to the politicians of their so-called conversations.
You keep telling yourself that, Mike.
I'm with you, Mike. I think that the media takes, like, he says something, but I also think that Donald's pretty smart, and he says something that he knows will make people inflamed, but then when you go back and look at it, you go, oh, well, that's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's right, sort of. I mean, that's exactly, Trump is kind of a master at that.
All right, so, Mike, you're on the Trump bandwagon. Is that it?
Yes, sir, but also I'd like to say that for a couple years, in 2005, 2006, I was an armed guard at a bus station, and most people in this country don't even know that there was an Al-Qaeda training camp found in Ohio.
Where in Ohio?
The specifics, I'm not sure. We just got our information daily because that's when the Homeland Security was kind of new, and the city police would come every day almost and say, you know, now this has changed and this has changed, and because of luggage left at bus stations, you had to look at it differently after 9/11. So everything was changed, and there was, of course, many times bomb threats that we had to take serious, even though they turned out to be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'd like to know where in Ohio that was. That's intriguing, actually. All right, Mike, thank you. 888-55, wait a minute, that's the wrong number. 888-302-3684. I do so many different programs, I forget what the number is.
I forget the name of the program I'm doing? That's a real problem.
That's
just
Jennifer,
FYI.
It's the Jennifer Horn Good Day program at 16 minutes past the hour.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a Staples small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
ATF the Hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, the statistics show that a number of you favor deploying ground troops against the extremists in the Middle East. As a matter of fact, the number has gone from 31% support earlier this year to 42% as the year ends. I don't know one person, not one, in my circle of friends or acquaintances who think that's a good idea. I don't know where this poll was taken. It wasn't taken any place near to where I know anybody to be in terms of their head or their bodies. There isn't anybody that I know who thinks sending troops to fight these people is a good idea.
If we had different leadership, I would think it's a good idea.
If we had somebody who really knew, had a clue, and knew what was going on.
There are an awful lot of rules of engagement imposed by this administration that make this just a waste of money. It's like you're throwing money up into the air. There are missions being flown every day and nothing being done because the rules of engagement are such that they can't drop any of these, you know, airstrikes. So, you know, maybe under a different case, maybe.
Kenny, do you get tired, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but I know every once in a while when we, most of us don't care much for the current administration, you're sort of lukewarm about them. Do you take exception to any of the stuff that we say, like what Jennifer just said? And I'm not trying to start something. I felt like I should give you.
No, I mean, hate Jennifer in her soul.
Because it's hard for me to come up with anything that I find in this administration, honestly, that's been good for America. I can't see anything, but I know you may not agree with that.
Well, no, I don't. And I think that not that I'm, you know, a huge Obama number one fan, but I think that the whole process, the president, the Senate, the House, it's all such a mess that nobody can, whatever their intentions are, nobody can accomplish anything.
So then what do we do to solve it? Is it just new leadership that fixes the problem? I think that's the question people are asking. If we change the players on the Titanic, does it still sink?
I think we got to flush them all, not just the president. But
and that's a lot of people who don't have the intellectual quotient that you do say that. But you, as an intellectually stimulating guy, I think that that's the way to do it. And I like the way you put it. Flush them all.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Down the toilet.
Yeah, yes. En français. 21 after on Good Day.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Today program. With Jennifer Horn.
Yes. Hello.
Okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. As a matter of fact, I'll be finer. Nothing could be finer than to have a good smiler in the morning. So how about we have... this is something new and unusual. You would never expect somebody doing a late-night television show in his monologue to joke about Donald Trump, but that's what Conan O'Brien does.
Donald Trump's doctor wrote a letter saying that if elected, Mr. Trump will be, quote, the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. That's true. Then when asked about Trump's mental health, the doctor got very quiet. Speaking of Donald Trump, a golf course owned by Donald Trump is no longer being considered to host a major golf tournament due to remarks that Trump has made about Mexicans and Muslims. Think about that. You know there's a problem when your views on race are too extreme for a private golf club.
That's because all the people working there are of those minorities. Okay, let's see if we can find something funny about Stephen Colbert focusing on Christmas lights.
The holiday season has begun. Over the weekend, we put up all of our Christmas lights around the place. We've decorated just for you to make you feel welcome and Christmassy when you got here. It is so much fun to put the lights up in December. Kind of depressing to take them down in January. So most years, I just leave them up till February and call them Black History Month lights. If you don't have yours up this year, you're a racist. I'm just saying.
Basically, I can remember years when
you would leave your fresh tree up till March, right?
My April, when I came home. I left the tree here 1 year. I leave right after Christmas and don't come back till Easter. And so the tree was still in the den. And I opened up the window and stuck it out the window. What was left, the branches all broke when they went through the window.
Oh, gross. You're lucky you did not have a fire, sir.
No, I'm not, because it was not near a register and there's no electricity around. No, not any different than anything else not burning in the house. Seth Meyers joking about the new global climate control agreement.
The international climate talks in Paris wrapped up this weekend with 195 countries reaching a landmark agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Mm-hmm. And then they all drove to the airport in 195 cars.
That's funny. Okay, so our video of the day today is from a group called Beyond Measure. It's an a cappella group, Jennifer, college mm-hmm. students at Brigham Young University. They took Christmas caroling to this new level, as you can see. It's nice to listen. We're going to play a little of it here, but you really should see their performance. It's on a mobile stage at drive-through restaurants. It's called Drive-Through Christmas Caroling. And whether again, this had a couple hundred thousand views already. So let's listen to some of Drive-Through Caroling.
Yeah, just a regular taco.
Okay. Anything else for tonight?
Maybe just some Christmas cheer.
You got to see the look on the people at the
drive-through. Very good, very cool, very exciting. Our video of the day, a drive-through Christmas caroling video with all the great Christmas music on it. It's priceless. You'll have a smile. I know that. There's a new study that says some states are healthier than others. Why is that? Dr. Chambers on call has more. He mentions two things that are really not good for you.
In the news, a new report says some states are way healthier than others. The question is, why? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The United Health Foundation's new report says it's not just having health insurance that keeps you healthy, it's how we treat our bodies, or should I say, how we abuse our bodies. The two big things that shorten our lives and make us sick along the way are cigarette smoking and obesity. Amazingly, almost one in five of us smoke, and almost a third are obese. Here's the thing. The healthiest states like Hawaii have the lowest smoking and the lowest obesity rates. DCOC advice, if you smoke, quit. Get help from your doctor or smokefree.gov or wherever you need to. Just quit. Do it already. If there's more of you there than is optimum, and this is my problem too, start by cutting your portions by 10% and get walking. It's what I'm doing. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious latest leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It is 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment with a couple of important, interesting, compelling news notes from the world of medicine. However, first I have good news and bad news. Jennifer, which do you want first?
You know what? I'm an optimist today. Let's go good news.
Good news today is that there are only 10 days till Christmas.
Okay, that's not that great of news. Bad news? I feel tricked, Dougie. I feel tricked.
Really? Today, ladies and gentlemen, is the last day for you to sign up for Obamacare. Sorry to be the bearer of bad tidings, but today is the last day.
Thank God.
You've had it.
I deal with that.
You will not be able to get over... priced. Excuse me.
Government markups. Woo-woo!
Yay! All right, so the successes are varied. President challenging 20 communities around the country to compete with one another and signing up people who are uninsured. Milwaukee, Detroit, and Philadelphia. Hip, hip, hooray for you.
Hooray.
Yeah, you did very well. Meanwhile, Dallas, Denver, and Las Vegas. Boo. 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 You did a terrible job. You're going to be, excommunicated from the United States? Dallas, you're no longer a part of America. Get out of here. Denver, you're a loser. Las Vegas, done.
Pretty sure Texas would be okay with that.
Yeah.
What, if Dallas was gone?
If the whole state had to leave.
Oh, really? Yeah, right. They'd probably be all right.
They like it.
Although, didn't they have a big football game this past weekend? Didn't somebody? Who was it? Oh, no, the Chargers had a big game. Right, the Broncos?
Huh? The Broncos lost to the Raiders. this weekend. Ew.
I thought the Broncos beat the
they
Chargers.
They did last week.
Oh, that was last week. Oh, okay.
That was a week ago.
You can see how closely connected I am to all this.
Yeah,
right.
We're already halfway through December.
Christmas is 10 days away, yes. All right. Anyway, for those of you who have been sitting on the edge of your chair waiting for your coverage to begin, it will take effect January 1st. Hooray! You don't have any insurance. Get ready for overpriced Obamacare unless you are smart enough to listen to Dr. Jack Stockwell, take his advice, and you will live forever and never need insurance.
Guaranteed.
Or your money back.
Hey, I can't wait to hear what Dr. Jack has to say, because, yes, you
really
don't have to go to the doctor's office.
We can start with him now,
Dr.
Then.
Jack. I know, but just one real quick question before
yes.
we move on.
Yes.
What's the penalty now if you don't sign up for Obamacare, if you don't
Death.
Have any...
Electric chair.
No.
Hanging.
Chop off a finger.
Oh, you guys. No, because it's like a
Firing
gigantic
squad.
Amount of money that they hit you on your taxes. I was just curious if you knew, but that's fine. Whatever.
Hey, Jack, have you, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jack Stockwell, a round of applause for Dr. Jack. Hello, Dr.
Yay.
Jack Stockwell.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, so have you ever heard of anybody who paid the fine? Did you, for example, in your business, did you pay the fine rather than get insurance for all the people that work for you?
Well, I have such a... We've only got like 7 or 8 people, so we're under the threshold.
Yeah, under 50. No, I'm curious, and not necessarily about companies, what their fine is, because I don't even think it's allowed. I mean, over 50, you have to do it. But I'm wondering if you're an individual and you choose not to get Obamacare, because there is a penalty for that. If you don't carry health insurance now,
yeah.
they charge you on your taxes.
Well, exactly, your taxes. Yeah, I wasn't being facetious. That's why
yeah,
I asked
I'm
the question.
I'm curious to know what the individual penalty
is. What do you do with CRN?
We don't have over 50 employees.
Well, but if you're under 50, isn't that where you have to pay the fine if you don't have health insurance?
No. Well, there's two different things. So individuals in my office who do not have insurance do have to pay an individual fine if they don't choose to sign up for Obamacare.
Individual fine.
As a corporation,
mm-hmm.
because we're under 50 employees, we don't have to worry about it.
Right. Okay. And that's
typically with our employees, though, here's what we've always dealt with. We've actually looked into getting insurance plans for our company. This is so off track. But you have to have over 51% of employees wanting that insurance.
Uh-huh.
And we could never get to that number.
Really?
Because some of our employees have insurance through spouses. Some people are covered through different things. And so we can never get to 51% of employees wanting insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
what a problem.
It kind of is. Well, it's stupid. If I'm an employer and I say, hey, I'm going to pony up and pay, you know, obviously we're not going to pay 100%, but let's say we pay 50 and the employee pays 50.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we just be able to do it? Why do we have to have a ratio? That's just, I mean, it's so stupid.
More government stupidity.
Right? I mean, it's
in
just
the
like
works.
So silly.
Yep. Let's hear it for government stupidity. All right. Let's get to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a Anuka chiropractor, has the full spine approach to your health and well-being. Being, I have seen it written in many different circumstances and heard you say it, and I believe it, frankly, from my own experience. If you have a healthy spine, you will have a healthy body, and therefore you will have health. If you have a healthy body, you will have general health. So everything depends on the spine and making sure there's no inflammation. So it naturally bothers me that I have at least 2 sources of inflammation, maybe 3, on my spine. I have the L3, L4, L5 thing in my lower spine. I have my neck and shoulders that are troubling. And you've seen my beautiful neck. How many pictures have you taken of my neck over the years?
Oh, probably at least 6
mm-hmm.
and I often show it to other people saying, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Let me show you this man's x-ray.
Yeah.
That's right.
See, thanks.
Stop complaining. Let me show you a real bad
See, now, Kenny and Jennifer, there's a reason for me being the way that I am, as Jack just explained. My neck is different.
Well, I was thinking it was hiding someplace else in your body, but no, it's
it's just inconsistent
Love you.
With it's inconsistent with a joy and a life free of pain.
Ah, wow, but yes. I have a joyous life. I have a little pain here and there, but
well, neck
it doesn't
pain
get in
my
way.
Throw anybody away.
I have you'd be actually
a lot.
As a bird on the wall, Jack. You'd get a kick out of. I'm getting. Physical therapy. I've never let my body go. I have been, I guess I'm now admitting to myself that I've been rough on my body over the years because of me and the farming activity that I've been involved in. But I've always been strong and tough, and pretty much the strongest guy around for my size, and never has any of this stuff bothered me other than, yeah, okay, it's an occasional, it's an inconvenience to have a sciatic thing when you're driving, and so the physical therapist is working on that, and frankly, is making a big difference. I will say this lovingly, with all of the various things that I've had in the past year or so to focus on my back and my neck and my shoulder, the physical therapist seems to be having the most impact on me.
Well,
and
that's wonderful.
Could be one of the problems is that I don't see you that often because I feel as she's going through some of the things that she's doing to me that it feels a lot like some of the stuff that you do to me. I think regular chiropractic care is okay. It seems to suit some better than others. It depends on how your muscle is. Your muscles keep your bones in place if you're doing, if you have muscles. You got to have muscles first. And a lot of people who go through chiropractic care don't have muscles. You have muscle, then I think the muscle holds the adjustments in place better. But in general, I think that the physical training with a trainer, having people that show you how to do things the right way, because a lot of people do a lot of damage to themselves by just not knowing how to exercise, something simple like that, right?
Well, we were never intended to sit at a desk all day long.
No.
Our bodies are designed to be up and moving around, lifting, pulling, pushing, twisting, so that not only are we developing the muscles, we're strengthening the ligaments, we're moving the lymph through the body. But as we move up and move around according to, you know, or against gravity, that's the real resistance we have to deal with constantly.
Mm-hmm.
We stay in pretty good shape. You go to you sit in a car and drive a half an hour to work or longer, and you sit in a desk and you get up occasionally to get coffee or to go to the bathroom or get some treat and sit back down at the desk all day long is murder on the spine. We were never intended to do those kinds of things because it's not getting the resistance exercise it's designed for.
All right, so a word to the wise, if you are in a circumstance, if people say, oh, well, it won't happen to me. Yeah, it will. It'll happen. If you sit in a cubicle or you sit, like I'm here 5 hours, 6 hours at a time using my computers, talking to my microphone, being on the air, but I'm up every 10, 12, 14 minutes. I don't stay in this position.
Well, yeah, and what are you doing the rest of the day? I mean, you're up, you're moving around, you got
I'm
a
around.
Farm you got to take care of, you got a store you got to take care of.
Yeah.
There are people who will, you know, go to work and they stay there till they go home, and then they go home and they sit down to eat, and then they sit down to watch TV, and their bodies start falling apart.
Yep. You got to be moving your body around internally and externally. The people who do that, it seems to me, have the longest. I don't worry at all about my body. I'd like to know that the inflammation is being checked, because that is the root of dis-ease. That is the root of demise, if you will, if you don't deal with it. Not that you're not going to have them, but people who have, you know, I get a little arthritis here and there. Well, people have arthritis at all ages, and it comes about as a result of sometimes not dealing quickly enough with a problem or properly quickly enough, like my shoulder. I've been fiddling around with that, trying to fix it for a year and a half, and everybody says to me, oh, well, have the operation. It'll be over quickly. Really?
That's not the answer.
It was not the answer at all. No.
You know, and our bodies aren't static. I mean, they're not like the wood framing inside of our house that, you know, just lasts for a certain period of time. They're dynamic, and they're constantly changing. And they're changing to adapt to the forces we place on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the forces decrease, bone mass disappears, muscles atrophy, and by the same token, you know, there's a, you know, Adobe, the software company, has a brand new work building, or I don't know, it's not a work building, but a new office building just a couple of miles south of our home.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the showpieces on the front of the building is this big glass workout station. You can't see into the offices, but you can see this really high, it's almost like a 12-foot high glass bank wall that goes around a section of the building, and you see all these exercise equipment pieces in there, the treadmills, the weightlifting, the free weights, the rest of the stuff that goes with a regular full gym. And that's the thing that you see as you drive by this building, because they provided it for their employees because they know their employees are better off sitting at those computers, at those monitors all day long.
Shake it off.
They take a half hour here and a half hour there, and they go work out and they put some resistance against the body, and they're much healthier employees and much more productive as a result.
Listen to what Jack just said. They've even gotten the Star Wars people, have even gotten to Jack. He was just talking about the Force. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Jack Stockwell
marketing
from
everywhere.
Star Wars.
I couldn't help it. It's so subliminal. Here I am talking about it already.
All right, now here's something that is not quite so subliminal, but it's kind of cute. When I left the house on Sunday to do my farm work, I was greeted as I went out the door with four capsules and a glass of water. Now, what do you suppose I was being handed? What do you suppose those capsules were? Jack, you want to take a guess?
I started taking mine. They're awesome, by the way.
I hope they're the long-life energy enzymes.
The long-life energy enzymes that Ms. Meredith swears by. So I've got my coat on. I'm out the door. And she brings the four capsules over to me. And glass of water and says, here, which didn't you have to? She said, give them to me. And bingo. So the long-life energy enzymes have become a part of our family, a part of Jennifer's family. And they can be yours by going online to ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is the special scientific formula, enzymes that spark the life into you. These are great for your body, your digestion, your breathing, your circulation, fighting disease. This is all about, this is about the inflammation that we were talking about. This is what this stuff goes after, right?
You know, Doug, I keep mine on the nightstand. So I use them before I come in and deal with you. I mean, sit with you every day.
Deal with me!
Wow. Yeah,
orders.
It provides that strong, dynamic, psychic energy
really?
With Doug all morning. With the abuse.
Right.
Speak for yourself. All right, so anyway, the long-life energy enzymes, an important component to Jack's his ever-growing empire, the podcast that he has at ForbiddenDoctor.com, also very important. Every week, a new theme for you to listen to. What do we have this week?
Oh, it's three New Year's resolutions that can turn the whole thing around.
You too with New Year's resolutions.
Now they're dietary resolutions, and they're easy ones, and they can change the entire dynamic of your health for 2016.
Give us one. Give us a tease. What's one of the things you explain in the Forbidden Doctor podcast, downloaded by hundreds of thousands of people? Again, another reason to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Increase the fat content of your diet.
You know,
get rid of this low-fat nonsense. Get it out of your mind. Get it out of your body.
Okay, so somebody sent me something after they heard you last week. I saw two things that I thought were interesting. The question first came up, are you whipsawed by the conflicting claims for the low-fat, fiber-rich, plant-based diet versus the high-fat, low-carb, animal protein-based diet? And the question here was, how could both be effective for certain people to optimize their metabolisms and achieve weight loss goals?
They do two totally different things. The high fat, the high diet, low protein kind of, or low animal protein is great for short periods of cleansing. A couple of weeks, a couple of months, maybe 3 months. But after that, you start to develop this hunger inside of you that can only be satiated by saturated animal fats, getting back to eating the traditional diets that mankind has eaten for thousands and thousands of years. You cannot build a strong body with broccoli and peas and corn and salads. But those things will definitely cleanse the
veggie
body.
Veggie lasagna will do it, though.
Well, depends. You build the body with fat and protein.
Build and it, and they will come.
There you go. And you cleanse it. You cleanse it with vegetables. A little bit of fruit. We way overdo fruit in this country.
I like fruit.
Because of the sugar content.
All right. Well, I'll be taken care of when you go see the Star Wars movie anyway. You'll be healthier just from having seen
that.
Did
you get tickets?
Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I have my own technology, so I got my voice works technologically.
The mouthophone.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. It's the Doug X program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. It is also time now for technology in the news. Tech talk time. So we don't have Steven today. He really did a lot of damage to his back. He's in tough shape.
Poor guy.
So hold a good thought for him.
There must be an app for that, though, right?
Kim, yes, right. Kim is busy. I don't know. Everybody's busy. So here we are. They're all doing the Christmas shopping online.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Me and do it while we're doing the show.
Yes. I have plenty of that to do. Today's technology talk in a moment here on Good Day.
When it comes to health benefits, employers large and small have new options. Private health exchanges are fast becoming a compelling solution, providing a greater choice of benefits to meet employees' unique needs and simplify enrollment logistics. And they're welcome news for employers looking to provide health coverage for employees in an affordable way. In fact, 6 million people enrolled in their employer-sponsored benefits through private exchanges in 2015. So how do private health exchanges work? Mark Morgan, senior strategist at Humana, explains.
In a traditional model, companies usually choose a limited set of health benefits to offer employees, hoping to meet most employees' needs. In contrast, private health exchanges offer a wide choice of plans. Employees shop and choose the options that best meet their individual needs, typically using employers' contribution to offset some or all of the costs.
Private health exchanges are not related to the public health insurance exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. For more information, visit whenwellnessworks.humana.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, so here's the Doug Steffen Good Day way to ferret our way through the parental problems people have at this time of year. What do I get my children? The thing that I find interesting, as your children get older, parents are continuing the, let's say you buy your child something when he or she is 12, and they get a smartphone or some device. And then a couple of years later, they're on the family plan, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. How long were you on your father's family plan or company plan? Maybe you're still on.
I'm still on the company plan. But to be fair, I've also worked for the company for a long time.
Yeah. Well, my children obviously have done work for me on the air, off the air for years, but now they're on their own. It was quite a long time ago that I had my children off of the of my cellular bill. But I just wonder, I'm asking this question because I think at this time of year, when so many people are adding so many things to their service, have you thought about what it is that perhaps might be a responsible way of handling these phones or these devices that you get? Because it's so easy for you to just leave things the way they are, and the children grow up and they still are on your plan. I would think that by the time they get to be of age, they ought to start paying for their own. And especially the overages. How often do you see that? Right?
With all the text messages.
Yeah.
The data.
1 year after graduation, have them paying their bill. Just take them off of yours and have them get their own.
I think it's healthy during high school. I mean, look, I had a car payment during high school. I think having a cell phone payment is pretty reasonable if you're over 15 or 16 years old.
If your child has a job, they ought to be paying for whatever it costs them to live, whether it's the home, whether it's the car, whether it's these kind of devices. With the explosion of these new digital technologies everywhere, parents, when you examine it, are paying monthly charges for everything. Cell phone bills, wireless internet access, gaming accounts, iTunes, music store purchases. Come on.
You know what we're acknowledging?
What are we acknowledging?
That all kids have cell phones, Dougie.
I know. Well, I don't, that's not, I'm trying to remember.
I didn't get one until I drove a car.
Yeah.
That was when it was.
They weren't around when my kids were kids.
Pretty much for me too, yeah.
Right. Anyway, I think this is a responsible thing to sort of remind you of as you go into the season, because you're going to buy a lot of these things. And, oh, okay, well, just add it to my account for now, and it stays there forever. Not a good idea. Teach your children responsibility. Have them pay their bills. 59 after, this is Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.